altcoin to watch now.
We just found a new altcoin in an emerging sector that nobody is talking about yet.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a new small cap altcoin that is in an emerging sector that could be about to explode.
Nobody is talking about this category yet, if you will. You know, there's some brief mentions here and there. There's a few projects, but nobody's really come out and claimed the space, except for one. Mm. And there's a lot of catalysts still in the pipeline for this category. And it's one of those categories that ultimately ends up changing the world for the better. And I think that's really important that we highlight this project because it has a low market cap, some amazing grants and partnerships, and is helping to help shape the future of science.
For sure. So the sector that we're talking about today that we found, not only have found this new altcoin gem, but if you've been following this show, we've also been talking about the leader in the sector. So we're starting to become more familiar with this entire industry, which is called decentralized science. So decentralized science, at the root of it, is, again, applying crypto and blockchain technology to the world of medicine, science, and research. And in doing so, making it more transparent, more democratic, and unlocking a ton of value in terms of the way that people are able to engage with science. And I think, as you mentioned, not only is there a lot of value creation that can happen from this sector, but it is a sector that could genuinely change the world for the better. And when you look at some of the big dogs in crypto, like Binance and CZ, there's some interest there. And that's why we have started to put our bags into DeFi early, because we think this could become a huge narrative moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, we were early on Axie and DAO. Has a current market cap somewhere around 50, 40, 60 million, something like that. Anyways, it doesn't matter, because in the long run, this is going to be a powerhouse. No question about it. Insane partnerships, you know, some huge backings. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that people are not aware of yet, but they will, and then they'll be caught chasing.
Yep.
But the problems that current science faces is data centralization. Very hard to get your hands on particular sets of data because, you know, maybe Stanford has uncovered some new piece of research that they don't want to share with Harvard, and it creates like this fight for funding, right? You don't really, it's like you want to keep this intellectual property and stuff, which we're seeing with like OpenAI and whatnot.
Yep.
Decentralized science is allowing everybody to have access whenever anything, any breakthrough occurs, right? Then because it's on chain and, you know, they're using like zero knowledge and stuff like that, the privacy is kept, it's kept secure, and it's not, you know, put into the hands of bad actors.
For sure. So if you've been following us, you know, as Josh mentioned, we got into Axie and DAO early. And we think Axie and DAO is the leader of the DeFi sector. Now, we do have a newer small cap gem that I think actually works perfectly with Axie and DAO within the DeFi sector, which we will reveal shortly. But I just wanted to touch upon why we're continually so bullish on DeFi in addition to what you just said. Binance Academy, which is like their research labs, they just a few weeks ago posted their first article about what is decentralized science. So we know that Binance, which is by far the biggest company in crypto, the exchange that has the most amount of volume, users, traders, projects, everything, it's Binance. When these guys are publicly starting to release articles, they're starting to prime you. Look, DeFi is coming, right?
Yeah.
And then you look at the person who founded Binance, CZ. This guy's still one of the most, even though he's not the founder, and sorry, not the CEO of Binance anymore. He got ousted by the US government. He's still one of the most influential people in crypto. I don't believe anything else, right?
For sure.
And he has publicly tweeted several times about how he's interested by the, quote, science and crypto intersection. And there's rumors that he could potentially make a foray into either investing into DeSci or start his own project, which would be the one catalyst that would absolutely light DeSci on fire, right? So we are always getting into projects in DeSci early, before the headlines, before the catalyst. That's why we like Axe and DAO so much, and that's also why we like this next gem.
Yeah, Axe and DAO, you know, allow scientists to share their information, receive funding, etc. But this next gem, which I believe we can reveal now, goes perfectly hand in hand with Axe and DAO, and that's Noble Blocks. Mm-hmm. The ticker is NOBL.
Yep.
On Ethereum.
Yeah. So, you know, quick before we get into Noble Blocks, which is really interesting, this is how Axe and DAO and Noble Blocks will work together.
Yeah.
So Axe and DAO is building a physical device. Some people in the insider have called it the iPhone moment for DeSci. Now, what will this will allow people to do is exchange your data, your user data, your medical data, whatever it is, your voice data for crypto, which you can then buy with a credit card.
Yeah.
This is game changer. Imagine being a carry around this device that Axe and DAO themselves is building. And then, because, you know, your own voice data or your own medical data, this is very valuable for medical studies. Like,
for sure.
They pay millions of dollars for this stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't get anything for it, really.
And how easy is it to just give that data up right now?
Exactly.
You gotta go apply to some clinical study and all this other shit.
Drive the place. Yeah. So Axe and DAO is putting the power to the people. They're building a device which people will be able to give their data to Axe and DAO for in exchange for AXGT or exchange for other crypto, and then immediately be able to convert that and buy things with a card that all links in with the Axe and DAO ecosystem. That is insane.
Yeah, so you can view it as talk into a device and get Bitcoin.
That's insane. Like that's really, yeah. Really cool.
Yeah.
And then what Axe and DAO will be able to do with all of this medical data is then give it up to all of these different DeSci projects who are, now it's okay, we've built this platform, Axe and DAO, which has all this DeSci data. Then all these different projects are going to be able to come and use the data, pay for the data, and make all these different DeSci breakthroughs and share it with each other.
They'll be like subnets of BitTensor in a way.
Exactly.
So when Noble Blocks, basically what they're going to do is it's a decentralized platform for scientific publishing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can almost view it like a Twitter. And when a scientist or a researcher makes a breakthrough, that research is shared on chain, made public, and everybody then has access to that information. They're also rewarded for their efforts because, you know, if you're working at one of these universities and you're just one of these lab assistants and you've made this breakthrough, it has to go through peer-reviewed articles and reviews and all these things, and it might take 5 plus 6 months before that research is finally put out there. But then who gets the credit?
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be the institution, like a Harvard. They'll get the grant money.
Yeah.
Does that lab assistant get any of that money? No. But with Noble Blocks, that's when they're rewarded for their continued output of research.
For sure. So Noble Blocks is like the all-in-one hub for research, for publishing. They're even going to be launching like a jobs page, a communities page. So the all-in-one hub for DeSci. Now, I just want to make it clear, there is no actual, like, there is no connection. Like, Axe and DAO and Noble Blocks are two separate projects. They don't, not the same team or anything.
We're theorizing.
Yeah, we're just saying how they could, in theory, work together because we think DeSci is just really cool. But Noble Blocks, yeah, so it's, when you have all these, everyone coming in Axe and DAO, there are all these different DeSci projects. They're making all these breakthroughs. They're publishing papers. They need a place to do it. It has to be decentralized. That's Noble Blocks. So it's going to, you know, it's going to increase transparency in terms of publishing medical research. It's going to allow the proper people, as you mentioned, to be rewarded for publishing their research. And another reason why we like Noble Blocks is they're a 2-time recipient of the Definity grant from ICP. That's massive.
So this is one of the first DeSci projects on ICP, which is pretty cool. So basically, it's going to allow scientists and researchers to gain access to research and information that they may not have had readily available to them in the past, because like we said, this information is usually kept in silos, and it's really tough to get funding. Because it's so tough to get funding, people are not readily excited to be giving up what they found, right? So that's where this comes in. That's where Noble Blocks is really going to make a difference, I think, in the scientific community.
For For sure. I think one of the cool things that's going to be able to be done by scientists and people publishing papers on Noble Blocks is, again, it comes back to tokenization of assets, right? So, you know, the buzzword NFT is not so hot right now, but think about what you can do. Just like you said, people don't want to give up their access to their information without being properly rewarded. But if you can publish your medical paper via Noble Blocks as an NFT, then everyone knows who published it. Anytime it's used, you're getting rewarded for it. And it's going to open up like a unique avenue for profit sharing between members of the scientific community that at the end of the day, they want to help the world, right? So by tokenizing things, tokenizing research, putting it on the blockchain, all via Noble Blocks, that is going to make the whole world of DeSci explode. I think Noble Blocks is going to play a huge part in the growth of DeSci.
Yeah, and then when you look at the roadmap and what they have coming in, you know, we know Bitcoin is, that's all the hype right now. So they're going to be incorporating Bitcoin and Ethereum into the platform, ordinal inscriptions.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So that's going to be really big. Real-time communication, so live chat, private messaging, all within the platform. They're going to be adding a whole bunch of like AI features as well. Mm-hmm. Cross-disciplinary insights, automated summaries, predictive trend analysis. Mm-hmm. So a lot of like really cool techie science things that these scientists and researchers are now going to have access to that they never had access to before. And you look at medicine, all the breakthroughs that we've had. You think this is a small industry? This is billions of dollars worth of research, data, and information that's out there.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, look, as we said, we are bullish on DeSci as a whole. There are just not that many legitimate projects working in DeSci. So as we said, you know, we're long-term believers in AxesInDAO. We're long-term believers in DeSci. We think that this category, this sector needs more legitimate projects to build in order to make the, you know, the rising tide rises all ships. And I think to see Noble Blocks, which has 2x Definity grant, which is creating a different piece of the DeSci sector that AxesInDAO can use, that all the other projects can use. That's why we decided to personally invest in Noble Blocks. And it's still sitting in a small market cap because it just launched. So I think DeSci early, AxesInDAO early, Noble Blocks is early. These are things that we can see having a huge roadmap for success. So yeah, we're happy to be on board.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like we said, we like these projects. We're passionate about projects that actually end up changing the way society moves forward in the future, like we are with BitTensor. Mm-hmm. Same reason we're jumping on board with AxesInDAO and Noble Blocks.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, if there's any other DeSci projects that you guys want us to check out, let us know in the comments, because the more we research into DeSci, the more we like it. So yeah, let us know.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.